Okie dokie. So it is the end of April, and I'm out walking my dogs because I decided to do the nature challenge. We're about to go near, there's a forest at the back of my neighborhood. Sorry, I'm a bit sniffly, and you might occasionally hear me speak to my pups because have one on a leash because I don't trust her to come back, and the other is getting to roam free. She's on a long leash though, so I have a 20 foot leash at home, but I didn't bring it because it's really been looking like rain all day. It's super cloudy, but we ended up getting our walk around the neighborhood done faster than I thought, so I decided I could do the April challenge and come hike by the woods with my puppers. So I have my boys. His is a 4 foot leash connected to a 6 foot leash, so that's 10 feet. But at home, like I said, I have a 20 foot leash. And normally I have them on what's called a leash splitter. So they're joined together, which if they're joined together, then I let them loose. I just saw a turtle. Because then I know that Jake, my son, I will call him, will drag his sister back to me if she decides to try to be stubborn and fight and not come back. Just because it's a big field. Well, it's a retention pond. So like I said, I saw this turtle. I also saw these other creatures a while back, probably like a week and a half ago. I don't know what they were. I honestly have no clue. Like, they looked like oversized rats. I don't think they were rats though because of the way they ran. There's also deer out here sometimes. Although it's been a while since I've seen them, and we're kind of at off time, so I don't think we'll see any, but you never know. Never know. Tons of mosquitoes, so I'll probably get eaten alive because I'm just wearing a tank top and workout shorts, because it's 86% humidity today, and then I wasn't sure if it was going to rain, and I didn't want to be wearing a bunch of clothing if I was going to end up running with the dogs. They really need to come out and mow this again because it's a lot of really high grass. But yeah, you can also hear whatever. I don't know what all that is. Frogs, I guess. Whatever. Sometimes there's cranes and egrets that I once let Jenna loose. Jenna's my girl. And I have a video. It's so hypey. So happy. Chasing after them. It's so funny. Especially because the water ended up being deeper than she expected. And of course, I bathe them afterwards because I know it's really gross water, but whatever. I have labs. You know, they're meant to have fun. So it's fine. And Jenna's mad she doesn't get to be loose because she's dragging me right now. But that's okay because she's a brat sometimes. Maybe if she behaved better, I would let her loose more, but no. But yeah, it's probably, I wonder how long this is. We don't usually walk around it because the other half that's not against forest is backed up to houses, aka their backyards. And so they have dogs, and my dogs don't get along with other dogs. So don't like to walk by people's yards because they try to fight through the fence, which is annoying. My dogs are really strong, so trying to pull them away from trying to fight is hard. But yeah. So yep. Yeah. Not as many people walk their dogs back here as I feel like they used to. I don't really know what to talk about, so I'm just thinking. But I did see one lady not too long ago with her dogs let loose, playing them in the water. And then it was weird because, so like, I walk my dogs. So like, walk them home into the backyard and bathe them like instantly. Because like I said, it's really nasty water. But like, Jake is rolling around in the grass. Oh my god. silly. What are you doing? What are you doing? And we also got sprayed by a skunk once, so that sucked. But apparently he likes the way something smells because he's rolling around in it. Hope it's not poop of some sort, but whatever. Just bathe him when we get home. But yeah, we have a, technically it's a horse trough. It's like a 20-gallon thing in my backyard, and that's what I bathe them in. Because, I mean, it's Texas, so they don't get bathed as much during the winter because, like I said, I bathe them outside. But I usually bathe them in, like, straight sunlight, and that was a mosquito on my thigh. Oh, I wonder how many bites I'm going to have. I'm going to have to soak in the tub when I get home because I can already feel them. I already feel itchy. Should have put on my lotion before I left, but like I said, I didn't know I was going to come out here, so whatever. I'll deal with the consequences later. But yeah. I was trying to guess the length. I don't, oh my gosh. Ah! Sorry. Something like right in my ear. I can handle bugs, but, well, most bugs. Except for when they fly in my ear. That freaks me out. Because, I was afraid that, like, you know, it's like the irrational fear that someone's going to get stuck in your ear. Although that's not really that irrational because that actually happens to people. So it really freaks me out. Oh, see, there's a dog barking. But that sounded like it was in the opposite direction. It's probably just echoing weird. I'm not very good with echoes. I just have a hard time. Oh, my. These mosquitoes are so big. Oh, my word. Oh, yeah. It's from that house. Okay. Yeah. Joke that mosquitoes are the state bird of Texas. Although people say they're really bad in Florida too, which because they have like the Everglades and stuff, which I get, but like at the same time they're pretty bad here. Like we don't have to argue over which has the worst amount of mosquito population. Man, there are these like things, I don't know what they are, growing. They're so pretty. So pretty. Because they're like, like the color of the sunset, like these like light pink and yellow, and it's just like growing all along the side. Almost looks kind of like a field. It's so gorgeous. I think it's pretty at least. But yeah, what's cool about the deer, and if it wasn't so dark I would probably walk in the trees, which I know an easier trail to walk into the trees, but so there's a company that is on the other side. There's actually a fence in the middle of the forest because the other side is private property. And the deer actually go under the fence because the amount of trees on our side is not near as big as the other side because the company's at the front. So they just have a bunch of extra land, I guess, to expand in case they wanted to. Otherwise, I don't know what it's used for. Because I've gone on the other side of the fence. I know, trespassing. But, I was also trying to see if I could get deer sheds. Because, obviously, I can't hunt the deer that live on this side. But I like antlers, and deer shed their antlers every year. Well, there's an egret flying overhead. So I was walking in the trails, to see where the deer go. But yeah, they go under the fence. There's actually a few sections where they go under the fence. And then there's one part where they go through the fence. It looks like someone actually cut the fence open though. And so since it's been opened up, the deer go through it. And there's another area where they actually, the fence has, come apart from the top of the barbed wire because they have like the barbed wire at the top, and the deer go in that part. But I don't think we're gonna do all that today, so I don't want to walk through the trees. I'm not in the proper clothing. I'm gonna get scratched up. Not that I like to wear a lot of clothing anyways because it snags, but I usually like to wear a t-shirt because I don't like my shoulders getting scratched up. You hear some birds. And then there's a family that owns, so it's like a giant rectangle. So like one long side of the rectangle is forest. The other long side is, like I said, houses. One short side that we came from is the front of the neighborhood, aka like the park and pool and stuff. And then the other short side, Jenna, quit pulling, is, she's trying to eat grass and that's why she's coughing, is owned by family and it's private property and they have a fence and everything too. But there's a dead end street that leads to one corner of this, which is where we will go out. But yeah. So, and at, once we get closer, I will have to attach my other dog to the leash because, there's people out and everything, and my dogs aren't dog friendly. I mentioned them already. They don't get along with other dogs at all. Just because they're very protective. But they love people, especially children. And because they're big black dogs, people are intimidated by them. Plus, I mean, we go on walks, so they're panting. And people think that because they have an open mouth, that means they're trying to bite, which is obviously not true. But yeah, my dogs really like children, so it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. So, April's almost over. It's hard to believe. May is coming up, though. I'm super excited. Jake is rolling around in the grass again. I'm really excited because my birthday is in May. I will be turning 20. I'm not going to be a teenager anymore. Doesn't mean I probably won't still do stupid shit. As my parents might say. But I'm young, so I really don't care. Not that I do that sort of stupid stuff. It's like taking selfies or like taking pictures of my food. My parents get really annoyed and I'm just like, oh my god. Like, if that is the worst thing I do, cut me some slack. Like some major slack. Because I don't party. I don't sneak into clubs. I don't sneak out of the house. I don't do drugs. We'll keep the rest of what I do on Reddit on the quiet, but, a girl's gotta have some freedom. Right. Right. Glad you agree. But yeah. I need to have some sort of escape from my constricted world. But yeah. Crazy. That also means that my final exams are coming up, which is, I'm not looking forward to at all. And then I have to decide what summer courses I want, and I have to find a summer job, anything that pays really, and figure out that schedule. I think I want to take online classes so I have more time to work, but at the same time, my mom doesn't think I could do online courses, but I feel like, because I tried a hybrid class, not knowing it was a hybrid class, which it was the first semester the college had tried it, and even the professors were like, what the fuck? But it kind of sucked. My professors kind of sucked too for those courses. Excuse me, so I like to blame them. So yeah. Yeah. I'm getting closer to the dead end street and I will probably stop recording because then technically I'll be back in my neighborhood. I'm not going to be hiking anymore, I guess. Which I consider this hiking because, like I said, I'm trekking through tall grass near the forest. And I need to go and connect my other child to his leash. Come here! Come here! He's a good boy. He comes running up to me. Yes. Huh. But I need to switch their leashes because they have a different... Jenna. Baby. Oh, it's wrapped around my leg. Come here. Let me hook you up. I'm gonna hook her up. It's funny. I don't know why I thought that was funny, but I did. Oh my gosh, she's like... There we go. Alright, one leash. And then... It's wrapped around funny. Here we go. And then... Other one is hooked. All right. We're good to go. Oh, I had to like get in the car. I'm sorry, I just saw my phone. It fell out of my pocket.
I actually have a front pocket on this shirt.
This is crazy. I don't usually have pockets. But yeah, so this is the end of my April challenge audio. I hope you enjoyed it. It was straight up ramble because I couldn't think of anything to talk about. So yeah, thank you so much for listening.